Let's go. So, hi everybody. Before I introduce myself, just a few words. I'm going to speak about Fedora. So Fedora is a Linux distribution based on RPM, and it has several releases. And the one I've been using during this talk is Rawhide, which basically means the latest version of each packages go into Rawhide, and then they settle down. So it's basically the same as unstable in Debian. Okay, so we are using that as a test bed. All the binary package in Fedora are compiled with GCC, and that's a strong requirement. And basically, we're trying to switch to Clang, not for the distribution, but just to test both the packages and Clang so that we can gather more information. So that's the overall topic of the talk. So I'm Serge. I'm working for Red Hat as a compiler engineer, mostly on LLVM. And we're going to speak about Clang and Fedora. But before we speak about Fedora, let's speak about Firefox. So this FESCO's team stuff is Fedora Engineering Steering Committee. And whenever you want to do something that does not obey the rule of Fedora, you need to open an issue, and then there is a discussion, and something happens or doesn't happen. And this particular discussion was interesting because Firefox upstream decided not to support GCC anymore as their native compiler, which means that for both OS X, Windows, and Linux, the package is compiled with Clang. There are two main advantages of doing that, which are if you take apart the quality of Clang, of course, is you only need to support one compiler and not one compiler for Windows, one compiler for OS X, and one compiler for Linux. You've got the same compiler, so whatever compiler-specific stuff you're going to support is only going to happen once. So that's cool for them. And the other more technical thing is that Firefox is being partially rewritten in Rust, and the Rust compiler is using LLVM as an internal representation, and Firefox is still using C++. So if both use the same internal representation, it opens a lot of opportunities for optimization at link time, which is not possible if the C++ code is compiled with GCC and the other part is compiled with LLVM. So there are good motivation for Fedora, for Firefox to switch to Clang, but then they still accept GCC fixes. That is, if the Firefox code base does not compile with GCC and you've got a patch, they accept it, but they don't test it anymore. So as a packager, what should you do? Either support the GCC build, which is a lot of effort, or switch to the same compiler as upstream and use Clang, and which is okay because Clang is also packaged in Fedora, but it does not obey the rule of Fedora. So they asked for an exception, and first they got it, and then the exception got removed. And that's the topic of that thread. Why did it got removed? There was quite a lot of objection to using Clang. And without going into the details, some of them were related to the quality of the debug information generated by Clang compared to the debug information generated by GCC, which is a relatively well-known topic. Another one was related to the default flag, like for exception handling, whether asynchronous unwind was activated by default or not for all targets. And GCC and Clang don't have the same behavior to that respect. A more